Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Brandon's going to find his inside little girl. That in seconds, but first, your 5 seconds of silence brought to you by Smarticle. All right, this is very exciting. I teased it. You're going to find your inside little girl today, Brandon. You excited about that?
Well, I am, Larry, and I'm doing something that we didn't talk about in our pre-production meeting.
Okay.
I was thinking about it as I was reading this article. This is a Man Talk Monday show. So this is going to drop on a Monday show because I was like, you know, you always make the joke that there's two 50-year-old white guys talking about stuff. And one area we both have expertise on is girls and sports.
Oh.
And this article is all about girls and sports and lots of really, really important things. But I want to take this from the angle of what it's like to be a dad trying to raise a daughter to have the things that they talked about in this article. So just keep that in mind, Larry.
I think I like when you preface that because Man Talk Monday, as I always say, like a gal listening right now be like, I don't need to listen to the Man Talk Monday. But no, it's the backside of water. You need to listen more to find out what your husband actually thinks, and we're going to kind of take their place.
Right, and we're hoping your husband listens to maybe learn something about how best to raise a girl to play sports.
Honestly, and by the way, if we haven't teased you enough as to why you need to stick around for the next 13 minutes, Brandon is raising a fish. He's raising an official fish in the pool. So you're going to want to hear why he's doing that. Yeah. All right, here's the headline. Team sports help vast majority of young girls feel more confident. This comes via the great Suzanne Rack in The Guardian. Okay, Brandon.
Yeah, I don't know how to give Suzanne she's a sports writer, sports physiology. I don't know what she is. But I didn't see anything in the article would make me say to myself, this person's biased towards or against. So I'm going to give him a straight 5 on the Mocha meter.
All right, here's a stat. 80% of young girls feel more confident because of playing team sports, and almost half of them feel more confident than other girls their age, that according to a new study. We are raising these young ladies in a time where normal is not even the word. Girls just play sports. Do you remember, can you think back to your childhood when it was like, girls don't play sports?
Well, I can't think of it when I was growing up that definitely girls played sports. I went to a school that was really heavy on sports and every girl played sports. So I don't know if that was like normal or not at the time, but I do remember my mom was kind of one of those weird athletic people. She was very kinesthetically talented. She could do anything. Like my mom would go out and like, I'm gonna go play tennis. I'm gonna go ride a bike. I'm gonna do all this thing. She just was really athletic in general. But I remember her saying, I was like, Mom, why didn't you play sports when you were growing up? She's like, well, they didn't offer sports for girls when I was a kid. They barely offered PE. We're like, it was considered like bad for a girl to play sports. Like they could be damaged or injured. I think that was a lot of the argument back in the day is that women were too delicate. And if they got injured, I mean, things that I think most people would argue that's just ludicrous. That girls can be...
Who could argue anything other than that?
Well, I think there's probably some really repressed cultures that still think that women, you know, are different than men in the terms of their physical toughness.
Well, they are, but...
Well, no, but their physical toughness. I don't think that girls are less physically tough than boys. I mean, I've seen a lot of whiny boys and a lot of tough girls, you know, raising a girl, so...
I think that's just brain power. I don't think there's I would make the argument there's no difference between... Mental, there's physical differences, but mentally, there's no difference between a man and a girls and boys.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, as far as like their physical toughness and their mental toughness, no, I would agree.
Yeah.
In fact, probably in some ways, girls are forced to be tougher because of the way society deals with them.
I would agree with that. And so, yeah, you're making my point. I think it was our mothers who probably weren't given the opportunity to play sports. Certainly our generation and then our daughters, that's not even a thing. Like girls can't play a sport. It's not even a,
I mean, there was, you know, I do, again, I think this was before the times, but in my little hometown, every girl I knew, I can't think of a single one that didn't play softball. We had this softball league that was really, they built this stadium for it. They had a coach that was there forever. She won all these state championships in softball. It's a small little town. They just did really, every girl played. There was no stigma around it. And I do remember, which was quite interesting, and I think it's become more the norm now, but all the really attractive girls, it used to be back in the day, they'd be cheerleaders, right? The really, really beautiful girls. Not at my high school. The most attractive girls played sports. So, you know, it was like, because it was just something that every girl did. They did have cheerleaders, but it certainly wasn't like the most beautiful popular girl played was a cheerleader. They played sports. So, yeah, again, I think maybe I don't have the right vision of that.
We need to circle to the general to this to get into the gal thing. Yeah. But for me, my kids all play sports. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason that I have them play sports is A, exercise. I want them, we always had a really tiny house, and I want them to be tired when they go to bed. So that's why they played sports. The other thing, too, for me was hearing a different voice other than mine, mm-hmm. like a good coach who would give them feedback, that would teach them leadership skills, all the stuff that they were zoning out because they heard my voice all day long. Mm-hmm. I think that's why sports is important for kids. Part of
it. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, you bring up that coach hearing another voice. I coached my daughter Maple's basketball team.
She's not hearing another voice. She's just hearing your voice.
Right, in the basketball. But it was interesting because I worried about that. I was like, you know. But I knew that I would be a better basketball coach probably than almost anybody that was going to come in there for first and second grade girls.
Of course you were.
I've just coached a lot of my life. All right. Well, I've coached a lot. So
yeah,
I knew that there was another dad that coached who was like the high school basketball coach, one of the big high schools. And he coached my daughter's kindergarten team. And he was great. It was awesome. And about halfway through this season, you know, my daughter would argue with me. And I just said, listen, if you argue with me in a game, and Corey, my wife, said the same thing. It's like, you are just another player. I'm pulling out. I pulled her out of a game and she didn't play for the rest of it, and really affected her. She was perfect after that. So I think it's also about what, I don't think you can, it's that you can't coach your kid, but you have to be willing to make the hard call with your kid. And that was what I did. And it seemed to work. But you're right. I'm looking forward to next year when she's going to have a totally different coach. I love, she's playing soccer right now and they have real coaches that are out there. And I just love that I'm not involved with it. Our coach is telling her what to do. So I think that's great.
Okay, expert, because you're Mr. Coach of the Year.
Oh, yes. Coach of the Year in Coach Magazine.
Is there a difference between coaching like a young girls team and a young boys team?
Oh, yes.
What's absolutely the difference?
So I coached forever and ever, probably 15
Uncle
years.
Brandon, come on.
I coached for boys basketball, football forever and ever. And the expectations of the parents was always like, is my kid going to play in college, whatever. And it was super intense. And, you know, it was like, I felt like there's this bizarre pressure on these boys from their parents. Mm. And I don't mean to say there's not pressure from girls from their parents, because I think there is. But I decided probably 10 years ago, I watched a middle school girls basketball game. And I was like, man, these girls are terrible. Their coach is terrible. They're terrible. And I talked to my athletic director. I was like, look, I don't want to coach any of this. I don't want to coach the top teams. I just want to coach, give me fifth grade, sixth grade girls basketball. Most fun I've ever had coaching, bar none. Because these girls needed someone that would actually teach them some fundamentals and like how to be coached. And so it was just great. They got, I mean, they were still terrible. They could barely walk, chew gum. And that's sort of my third point about that. The one place that girls sports still needs to go is playing when there's no coach around. Again, these are big.
Interesting.
Kids, girls, just, I even talked to Maple. I'm like, do you go out and play basketball at recess? She's like, no, just the boys do. She'll go out and play with some of the boys. But I go, do any of your friends go out and shoot baskets with you? She goes, no, I just go shoot, or I shoot with boys.
So why is that? Because that's certainly the case in my...
I don't know. I hate that. I think that it's a socialization thing. Mm. I don't think it's that girls don't like to play games, because they do, right? If you go see girls jumping rope or double dutch, I mean, it's amazing. Dude, double dutch jump ropers are amazing athletes, right? So it's not that there's not athletics involved, but I just think, I don't know why. You know, boys will go out and play soccer or football. I mean, I remember, I don't know what it was like for you when you were a kid, but all I know is, dude, I lived for recess. Because I got out of the playground, I was going out and playing football and basketball and doing this thing.
Totally.
Just running around. And that, there was never a girl playing sports out there. And that's the part that makes me sad for my daughter, is that other girls aren't going to play pickup basketball somewhere.
But she, don't worry, she dominates everybody in the pool, everybody. So, real quick, I would like to take this in a different direction. Do you think the reason we're at where we're at with girls being almost equal to boys-ish with sports these days is because of Title IX? That was like a big shift for me and you, you know, 30 years ago with college sports. Like, we got to have it equal for men and women. And you can, there's all sorts of arguments about that.
Right.
But do you think we've kind of leveled the field, like, hey, man, do you think that has done any difference in the way we think about sports here in our country?
Oh, I definitely think so. I think that, you know, there's a number of things. Like, number one, you could argue this all you want, but women's sports just do not get watched as much as men's sports. And you
no,
can say
they
that's
don't.
Terrible, But the bottom line, that's the way it is. The level of competition or the athletic strength and skill of boys is just better. That said, when you get elite level talent in women, i.e. the World Cup, people watch.
Yeah.
Our women are so good that and we have come to this, expect our women to be so good in soccer. I mean, we have dominated the world for the last 20 years. It's starting to, the playing field is starting to level.
No, totally.
We're starting to see other countries. But one of the reasons why those other countries have started to catch up to the United States is because they've started to invest in their girls' youth programs. Mm-hmm. You would think that like England would, but no. It's only been in the last 20 years that England's invested in their youth program for girls.
Crazy.
So we're starting to see this, which is good. It's not good for the sport for the American women to dominate every World Cup. We need to have other teams play, and we're starting to see other countries do that. But I think that we will, as women are more and more actively involved, I think about your wife, who is a very athletic woman. My wife is clumsy, and she will say she's a klutz. I actually think that one of the reasons why my wife is not athletic, per se, she runs and does things, but it's because no one encouraged her when she was growing up to be in sports. No one. Like, there has not been a day in my daughter's life that I have not encouraged her to do something. We had her in soccer shots when she was little. She's been in the, you like to mock it. The reason she's a good swimmer is because she's been in the pool since she was 6 months old. So part of that is because I love sports. But one of the things that I've thought a lot about that I need to do for her, if I'm going to give her as a father to help her, is I need to be willing to say on a day when I'm tired and, you know, spring, summer, the weather's nice, she and I need to go out and shoot baskets together.
Yeah.
She and I need to go I know you do that with the boys. You joke around with it. But, like, I think parents playing sports with their kids is really, really important. For them to see their parents as being active and athletic and doing things and also helping, like, helping them get better and until a point where you can no longer help them, right? But you're a pretty good athlete. I'm sure you help the boys with certain sports along the way, right?
Love to play pepper with my daughter, too, volleyball. Love when she will go out and play pepper with me. The last thing I like to do is expand this, is gals, women play more sports. They also need to be in the financial world more. We need more women stockbrokers. We need more women scientists, mathematicians, all of those things. I know that seems crazy, but we need more women in all of these things, which has not always been the case.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole nother.
I know it is, but
like, I think that it's about the glass ceiling and women having babies and leaving the career field for 5 to 10 years.
But you just said it, though. Your wife did not play much sports because nobody introduced it to her. They were saying in the statistics and financial jobs, the reason women don't go into them is because they're not introduced to them. It's not that they can't do it. It's that they're not introduced to them at an early age.
It's one of the reasons why I very seriously thinking about my daughter going to an all-girls school for 6th, 7th, and 8th grade because I want her to be in a place where there's no other option. Like, look, of course your daughter's going to be on the sports team or in the play or good in science or math because it's all girls. So there's no stigma there. They've done a lot of the research on that, the stigmas around girls being smart and, you know, smart girls pretending they're dumb because they don't want boys to think they're whatever. I mean, that socialization thing comes in there for sure. I do think more and more and more we're starting to see this pendulum swing where women are more and more involved. Truthfully, we need to be more worried about young boys now because academically, they're starting to fall way behind women. So that, again, that's a whole nother show. But I do agree with you. I think access and encouragement is really, really key to giving girls trying to level that playing field.
Brett, I'd like to thank you for sharing about Maple's feats of strength today and that she'll be attending the prestigious Ashbury Academy in the fall, where she's going to be in the play, in the pool, doing everything, Brandon.
There's no such thing as Ashbury Academy, but thank you, Larry.